Hello and welcome to Azure Data Science Practice Questions Part 6. In today's episode, we will discuss some questions about data science in Microsoft Azure. Part 6. 252. You are preparing to carry out a parameter sweep of the model to tune hyperparameters. You have to make sure that the sweep allows for every possible combination of hyperparameters to be iterated. Also, the computing resources needed to carry out the sweep must be reduced. Which actions should you take? You should consider making use of the random grid sweep mode. Maximum number of runs on random grid. This option also controls the number of iterations over a random sampling of parameter values, but the values are not generated randomly from the specified range. Instead, a matrix is created of all possible combinations of parameter values, and a random sampling is taken over the matrix. This method is more efficient and less prone to regional oversampling or undersampling. 253. You notice that the CNN model you constructed displays hints of overfitting. You want to make sure that overfitting is minimized, and that the model is converged to an optimal fit. How you can achieve the goal? You have to add L1/L2 regularization, and reduce the amount of training data. Weight regularization provides an approach to reduce the overfitting of a deep learning neural network model on the training data and improve the performance of the model on new data, such as the holdout test set. Keras provides a weight regularization API that allows you to add a penalty for weight size to the loss function. Three different regularizer instances are provided. They are L1, sum of the absolute weights. L2, sum of the squared weights. L1-L2, sum of the absolute and the squared weights. 256. You are planning to make use of Azure Machine Learning Designer to train models. You need choose a suitable compute type. Recommendation: you choose compute cluster. 257. After dividing a dataset into training and testing sets, you configure the algorithm to be two-class boosted decision tree. You are preparing to ascertain the area under the curve, AUC. Which sequential combination of the models required to achieve your goal? Train, score, evaluate. 258. You need to implement a scaling strategy for the local penalty detection data. Which normalization type should you use? Post-batch normalization statistics, PBN, is the Microsoft Cognitive Toolkit, CNTK, version of how to evaluate the population mean and variance of batch. 259. Use video to detect penalty events. 1. Import PyTorch as deep learning lib. 2. Distributed sampler sampler, distributed sampler sampler. 3. Optimizer equals deep learning lib.train. Gradient descent optimizer learning underscore rate equals 0.10 incorrect answers, SGD. 4. nn.parallel.distributed. Data. Parallel. 261. You need to provide the test results to the Fabricum Residences team. You create data visualizations to aid in presenting the results. You must produce a receiver operating characteristic, ROC, curve to conduct a diagnostic test evaluation of the model. You need to select appropriate methods for producing the ROC curve in Azure Machine Learning Studio to compare the two-class decision forest and the two-class decision jungle modules with one another. Create scatterplot. Summarize data. Clip values. B. To have a global view, the summarize data module can be used. Add the module and connect it to the data set that needs to be visualized. A. One way to quickly identify outliers visually is to create scatterplots. C. The easiest way to treat the outliers in Azure ML is to use the clip values module. It can identify and optionally replace data values that are. This episode of the Data Science was brought to you by our sponsor. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's show, next part, we'll continue with more questions and answers. You've reached the end of another episode of the Data Science. Hello and welcome to Azure Data Science Practice Questions Part 5. In today's episode, we will discuss some questions about data science in Microsoft Azure. Part 5. 263. The linear discriminant analysis method works only on continuous variables, not categorical or ordinal variables. Linear discriminant analysis is similar to analysis of variance, ANOVA, in that it works by comparing the means of the variables. Scenario. Data scientists must build notebooks in a local environment using automatic feature engineering and model building and machine learning. Pipelines. Experiments for local crowd sentiment models must combine local penalty detection data. All shared features for local models are continuous variables. Apply a linear discriminant analysis. 264. Understand sentiment of mobile device users at sporting events based on audio from crowd reactions. Assess a user's tendency to respond to an advertisement. Customize styles of ads served on mobile devices. Step 1. Implement a K-means clustering model. Step 2. Use the cluster as a feature in a decision jungle model. Decision jungles are non-parametric models, which can represent non-linear decision boundaries. Step 3. Use the raw score as a feature in a score matchbox recommender model. 265. Understand sentiment of mobile device users at sporting events based on audio from crowd reactions. Assess a user's tendency to respond to an advertisement. Customize styles of ads served on mobile devices. Use video to detect penalty events. Step 1. Define a cross-entropy function activation. When using a neural network to perform classification and prediction, it is usually better to use cross-entropy error than classification error, and somewhat better to use cross-entropy error than mean squared error to evaluate the quality of the neural network. Step 2. Add cost functions for each target state. Step 3. Evaluate the distance error metric. 266. Understand sentiment of mobile device users at sporting events based on audio from crowd reactions. Assess a user's tendency to respond to an advertisement. Customize styles of ads served on mobile devices. Use video to detect penalty events. Use a relative expression split module to partition the data based on centroid distance. Split data partitions the rows of a dataset into two distinct sets. The relative expression split option in the split data module of Azure Machine Learning Studio is helpful when you need to divide a dataset into training and testing datasets using a numerical expression. Relative expression split, use this option whenever you want to apply a condition to a number column. The number could be a date/time field, a column containing age or dollar amounts, or even a percentage. For example, you might want to divide your dataset depending on the cost of the items, group people by age ranges, or separate data by a calendar date. 268. You need to replace the missing data in the accessibility to highway columns. How should you configure the clean missing data module? 1. Replace using mice. Replace using mice. For each missing value, this option assigns a new value, which is calculated by using a method described in the statistical literature as multivariate imputation using chained equations or multiple imputation by chained equations. With a multiple imputation method, each variable with missing data is modeled conditionally using the other variables in the data before filling in the missing values. Scenario: the accessibility to highway column in both datasets contains missing values. The missing data must be replaced with new data so that it is modeled conditionally using the other variables in the data before filling in the missing values. 2. Propagate. Calls with all missing values indicate if columns of all missing values should be preserved in the output. 269. You need to produce a visualization for the diagnostic test evaluation according to the data visualization requirements. Which three modules should you recommend be used in sequence? Step 1. Sweep clustering. Start by using the Tune Model Hyperparameters module to select the best sets of parameters for each of the models we're considering. One of the interesting things about the Tune Model Hyperparameters module is that it not only outputs the results from the tuning, it also outputs the trained model. Step 2. Train model. Step 3. Evaluate model. 271. You are a data scientist for Fabricum Residences, a company specializing in quality private and commercial property in the United States. Fabricum Residences is considering expanding into Europe and has asked you to investigate prices for private residences in major European cities. 1. Floating point. Need floating point for median values. Scenario: an initial investigation shows that the datasets are identical in structure apart from the median value column. The smaller Paris dataset contains the median value in text format, whereas the larger London dataset contains the median value in numerical format. 272. You use Azure Machine Learning Studio to measure the median value of properties. You produce a regression model to predict property prices by using the linear regression and Bayesian linear regression modules. 1. 500. For random seed, type a value to use as seed for randomization. If you specify 0, the default a number is generated based on the system. Clock. A seed value is optional, but you should provide a value if you want reproducibility across runs of the same experiment. Here we must replicate the findings. 2. Mean absolute error. 273. Spearman's rank correlation coefficient assesses how well the relationship between two variables can be described using a monotonic function. Note, both Spearman's and Kendall's can be formulated as special cases of a more general correlation coefficient, and they are both appropriate. In this scenario, the median value and of grooms in house columns both hold data in numeric format. You need to select a feature selection algorithm to analyze the relationship between the two columns in more detail. Incorrect answers. 274. An initial investigation shows that the datasets are identical in structure apart from the median value column. The smaller Paris dataset contains the median value in text format, whereas the larger London dataset contains the median value in numerical format. 1. Accuracy. Scenario: you want to configure hyperparameters in the model learning process to speed the learning phase by using hyperparameters. In addition, this configuration should cancel the lowest performing runs at each evaluation interval, thereby directing effort and resources towards models that are more likely to be successful. 2. R-squared. 275. A. What is mutual information? The mutual information score is particularly useful in feature selection because it maximizes the mutual information between the joint distribution and target variables in datasets with many dimensions. B. What is median value? Median value is the feature column, it is the predictor of the dataset. Scenario: the median value and of grooms in house columns both hold data in numeric format. You need to select a feature selection algorithm to analyze the relationship between the two columns in more detail. 276. What is Kendall rank? In statistics, the Kendall rank correlation coefficient, commonly referred to as Kendall's tau coefficient, after the Greek letter, is a statistic used to measure the ordinal association between two measured quantities. It is a supported method of the Azure machine learning feature selection. Note, both Spearman's and Kendall's can be formulated as special cases of a more general correlation coefficient, and they are both appropriate. In this scenario, the median value and of grooms in house columns both hold data in numeric format. You need to select a feature selection algorithm to analyze the relationship between the two columns in more detail. 277. You need to implement an early stopping criterion on models that provide savings without terminating promising jobs. Truncation selection cancels a given percentage of lowest performing runs at each evaluation interval. Runs are compared based on their performance on the primary metric and the lowest X percent are terminated. Example: from azuremal.train.hyperdrive import truncation selection policy early underscore termination underscore policy equals truncation selection policy evaluation underscore interval equals 1. Truncation underscore percentage equals 20, delay underscore evaluation equals 5. Bandit is a termination policy based on slack factor slash slack amount and evaluation interval. The policy early terminates any runs where the primary metric is not within the specified slack factor, slack amount with respect to the best performing training run. Example: from azuremal.train.hyperdrive import Bandit policy. 278. You must configure hyperparameters in the model learning process to speed the learning phase. In addition, this configuration should cancel the lowest performing runs at each evaluation interval, thereby directing effort and resources towards models that are more likely to be successful. Step 1, from azuremal.train.hyperdrive. Step 2, import truncation selection policy. Truncation selection cancels a given percentage of lowest performing runs at each evaluation interval. Runs are compared based on their performance on the primary metric and the lowest X percent are terminated. Step 3, early underscore termination underscore policy equals truncation selection policy. Example: from azuremal.train.hyperdrive import truncation selection policy early underscore termination underscore policy equals truncation selection policy evaluation underscore interval equals 1. Truncation underscore percentage equals 20, delay underscore evaluation equals 5. In this example, the early termination policy is applied at every interval starting at evaluation interval 5. A run will be terminated at interval 5 if Its performance at interval 5 is in the lowest 20% of performance of all runs at interval 5. 279. You must set up the experiment to cross-validate the linear regression and Bayesian linear regression modules to evaluate performance. In each case, the predictor of the dataset is the column named median value. You must ensure that the data type of the median value column of the Paris dataset matches the structure of the London dataset. You must prioritize the columns of data for predicting the outcome. You must use non-parametric statistics to measure relationships. You must use a feature selection algorithm to analyze the relationship between the median value and of grooms in house columns. Step 1. Augment the data. Scenario: columns in each dataset contain missing and null values. The datasets also contain many outliers. Step 2. Add the Bayesian linear regression module. Scenario: you produce a regression model to predict property prices by using the linear regression and Bayesian linear regression modules. Step 3. Configure the regularization weight. Regularization typically is used to avoid overfitting. For example, in L2 regularization weight, type the value to use as the weight for L2. Regularization. We recommend that you use a non-zero value to avoid overfitting. Scenario. Model fit. The model shows signs of overfitting. You need to produce a more refined regression model that reduces the overfitting. Incorrect answers. Multi-class decision jungle module. Decision jungles are a recent extension to decision forests. A decision jungle consists of an ensemble of decision-directed acyclic graphs. DAGs. LBFGS. LBFGS stands for Limited Memory Broyden-Fletcher-Goldfarb-Shannon. It can be found in the WO class logistic regression module, which is used to create a logistic regression model that can be used to predict two, and only two, outcomes. You've reached the end of another episode of the Data Science. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review to catch all the latest from me. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.